A federal disaster declaration makes grants and loans available to qualified applicants. FEMA understands the assistance process can be challenging and has teams of disaster workers helping wherever possible. Here's FEMA's Michael DeRossier.
Basically, the mission of the Volunteers Helping in the Community program is to reach out to those individuals in the communities who are unable to access the disaster recovery centers or have problem with language or literacy. And we reach out to those individuals who have problems with getting past the application process and having problems with getting the assistance that they may otherwise be eligible for.
I ask Michael how disaster victims in need of help find out about the Volunteers Helping the Community program.
As CR, where we reach out to faith-based organizations, community-based organizations, and just people in the community who are looked upon as leaders who want to learn about the FEMA process, and they in turn teach people in their community and help people get through the application process. So that's very instrumental, not just helping the applicant per se, but also helping us as FEMA better assist those who've been impacted. There's more to it than just a phone number or a website. We're able to meet with these individuals face-to-face and put a face on FEMA so that they're not dealing with just a phone number or their application number or registration number. We can identify with them, and they can see that, especially with our translators, we're able to have someone that they can touch bases with and identify with. So we're able to bring that to them as well.
Thanks, Michael. Michael DeRossier, FEMA Community Relations Officer in the Volunteers Helping in the Community program. More than 730,000 Texas residents have applied for FEMA assistance due to Hurricane Ike. Many have used the agency's Volunteers Helping in the Community program. It's a big job, and FEMA is up to the task. For FEMA's New Media, I'm Don Jacks.